Page 187. E. A universal genius. Is it possible to be a painter, sculptor, mathematician, philosopher, scientist, and engineer simultaneously? In history, there is one person that matches this description: Leonardo da Vinci. Leonardo is well known all over the world for having painted masterpieces such as the Mona Lisa, whose subject is famous for her enigmatic smile. Another famous work by da Vinci is The Last Supper, which portrays the Last Supper of Jesus Christ and his disciples before he was arrested and crucified. Leonardo was interested in everything around him: animals, plants, chemistry, mathematics, art, anatomy, astronomy, and the universe. He made sketches, wrote detailed records of his ideas and discoveries, and his imagination was exceptional. He even made sketches of flying machines 400 years before helicopters and planes were invented. How could Leonardo become an expert at all these things? The answer lies in Leonardo's background and the fact that he was extremely gifted. Early in his life, he became an apprentice to the famous artist Andrea del Verrocchio. At his master's workshop, he met some of the best artists and scientists of the time. For a person like Leonardo, who was eager to learn, this was a wonderful place to be. He was thorough in all his work, and he soon acquired a reputation as a highly skilled craftsman. In his studies of the human body, Leonardo felt that it was not enough to just observe the body. He wanted to learn the exact location of muscles and tendons and to understand how they worked. The only possible way to do so was to open up and to examine the bodies of dead people. He was eventually granted permission to dissect people at a hospital in Florence under the guidance and supervision of Dr. Marcantonio della Torre. Their work in the field of anatomy, A Treatise on Painting, was published in 1580, long after their death. Leonardo had made more than 200 of the drawings in the book, which came to be regarded as one of the most substantial works within the field of anatomy for centuries. Leonardo also dissected various animals: frogs, birds, monkeys, cows, and even a bear. He observed, reported, and drew everything he found. And he made comparisons of the human body with those of various animals, noting the differences and the similarities. No wonder he became one of the greatest artists of all time. As an established artist with his own workshop, Leonardo was commissioned by several noblemen to work for them. At one time, he was hired by the Sultan in the Ottoman Empire, now Turkey, to design a bridge over the Bosporus Strait. Having looked at Leonardo's sketches, the Sultan decided it was not feasible for the bridge to be built, and the project was terminated. However, 500 years later, the Norwegian artist Vebjørn Sund built a smaller version of Leonardo's bridge just outside Oslo.